And let's open our Bible in the book of Matthew chapter 27 in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 to 10. Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 to 10. I would like to ask everybody to stand up as we read the Word of God. I will be reading verse 1. And I would like to ask you to read verse 2. I am in verse 3, you are in verse 4. Until in verse 10, we will read it together. Matthew 27, verse 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. Verse 2. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. Verse 4. In verse 5, and he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hung himself. Verse 6. Verse 7, and they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Verse 8.
Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day.
Verse 9, then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, and that they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom the children of Israel did value. Verse 10, we now read. And gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. Let's come to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, God of heaven, God of the universe, there is no God that is like thee, nor above thee, nor beside thee. You are a God alone that is worthy of our praise, our worship, and we come to thy throne of grace humbly, together, on the basis of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for our sins on the mount called Golgotha, the mount of Calvary, O God. Lord, bless us today with thy word, with thy presence, O God. Bless Open Door Baptist Church. Bless their pastor, all the ministers, O God, all the church family. And O God, I come to thee humbly. I can do nothing without you. I am nothing, O God. I need thy presence. I need thy help. I need thy wisdom. Make me a vessel that is ready for the Master's use, and thy name would be lifted up this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And personally, I just want to thank you, Pastor, for having us here, church family, and Brother Sat and Sister Angie for having us in your house. We had a nice room. We slept well. We eat foods, and praise the Lord for your heart for us, and thank God that this morning we can study the Word of God. And in this account, when I do my Bible reading every before we sleep and after we woke up the morning, we do our Bible reading with my wife. And when I read this passage of the Scripture in Matthew chapter 27, it really caught my attention about in verse 7 the word potter's field. And in verse 10, we can read it again, and gave them for the potter's field as the Lord appointed me. The word me, it is represent stands for the name Jesus Christ. And you know, in this potter's field, we can see three things. Because, you know, Judas Iscariot is the one of the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that he betrayed Jesus Christ for the value of this money called 30 pieces of silver. And in verse 4, we can read, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. The innocent blood. Judas Iscariot called this innocent blood. And the high priest and the elders and the Jews called it is the price of blood. In verse 6, it is the price of blood. But when we go to the book of Peter, Apostle Peter said that it is the precious blood. Amen. Praise God. And Apostle Paul said that it is the justifying blood, the sanctifying blood. And praise God, the atonement, Pastor Jack mentioned that it is for the covering of our sins by the blood of the goats, lamb, but praise the Lord, by the blood of Jesus, it take away the sins of the world. John the Baptist proclaimed and said that, behold, the Lamb of God that can take away the sins of the world. They do rituals, many Catholics in the Philippines, they do rituals because they think that they can go to heaven because of their rituals. They do deed works, but praise God, for us, we are atoned by the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and we are happy and glad to proclaim the blood of Jesus. It is the price of the blood. You know, the high priest and the elders said that we cannot put it into the treasury because it is the price of blood. In the temple, they have a place for the treasury. And you know, they know that Jesus Christ is innocent. They know that Jesus Christ without sin. But he said that we cannot put it into the treasury because it is the blood. It is the price of blood. And you know, the Jews, the elders, they don't have any pleasure, any desire, but to see Jesus Christ being bound and being killed or being crucified on the cross of Calvary. Because Jesus Christ healed many people in the day of Sabbath. In the day of Sabbath, Jesus Christ healed many people, and the Jews and the high priest were mad at him. And you know, they delivered in verse 2, we can read, and when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor, from the hand of the Jews, because the hand of the Jews, the custom of the Jews to punish people is by stoning. They stone men and women. And by the way, in the book of Acts, they stone Stephen, the martyr, the servant of God. But the good thing is when Stephen, before he breathed the last breath, he saw the Son of God standing on the throne of God in heaven, on the right hand. Praise God that our God came in the flesh, died on the cross, rose again, and He is now in heaven. He is alive. Praise the Lord. And you know, from the hand of the Jews, they delivered Jesus unto the hand of Pontius Pilate. It means that the scripture must be fulfilled because you cannot stone a man without breaking his bones. They stone a man by the Jews, that their custom to punish people, but the custom of the Romans is by crucifixion. And the scripture must be fulfilled because Jesus Christ in John chapter 3, in verse 15, Jesus Christ must be lifted up. If Jesus Christ died in the hand of the Jews, his bones would be broken and he would not be lifted up. He would be went down to the ground. But the scripture is fulfilled because Jesus Christ, not one of his bones was broken. And he lifted up. And praise God that whosoever look on him would have everlasting life. I remember in the book of Numbers that the people of the chosen people of God, they were disobedient. They didn't want to obey the word of God. And God sent them many plagues. And one of the accounts said that many of them beaten by the serpent. Many of them died, and most of them were poisoned of the serpent. And God, Jehovah, said to Moses that made a brazen serpent and put it into a pool and lifted it up so that whosoever would look on that brazen serpent would be healed from their poison. And you know, I am glad because our life is in darkness. Our life was miserable. We are beaten of sin. We are poison of sin, and we are belong to the family of Satan, John 8:44. But praise God for the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for our sins, that before we are in the family of Satan, but since we received the Lord Jesus Christ, we are belong to the family of God. We are in darkness, but now we are in the marvelous light of God, and praise His name. The 30 pieces of silver. In verse 9, we can read that the price of Him that was valued. You know, when I study this account, the price of Him. We can read in the book of Genesis that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And in the book of Psalms, and all the fullness thereof, it is of God. Even our life, it is from God. We cannot pay God. Amen? He is priceless. He owns everything. But you know, He let these things happen. He let Judas Iscariot betray Him. He let the Jews bound Him. He let the Jews deliver Him to Pontius Pilate. He let the people spit on Him. He let the people make a crown of thorns and put on His head. He let the people slap Him on His face. He let the people mock Him. He let the people brought Him on the cross of Calvary. He let the people crucify Him. But praise the Lord, on the third day, He didn't let the tomb and the grave hold Him from being resurrected. Apostle Paul said, because He lives, because He rose again, our faith is not in vain. Our preaching is not in vain. Our labor is not in vain. Praise the Lord that He lives, and we can approve, we can sure of that He hears when we pray. He lives. We cannot pay God, but He let these things happen for us to be saved, for us to be forgiven of our sins. He came down where we could not come to where He was. He came down and He came to me. Amen. Oh, I like that song, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. In verse 7, it said, and they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. In this potter's field, it pictures our life. We are this potter's field that bought with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, we can see that it is a place of the broken clay. Because in the Old Testament, there are many potter that they are expert to make potter and make it beautiful so that they can make it money. Many people keep coming and buy this potter. But even though they are expert, they have that clay that they could not be able to fix it. It waste. It broken. And the thing that they did is they went to the potter's field and put away through their waste, broken clay. You know, our life was broken. We are this broken clay. Because of sin, just like I said, that we are living in this wicked world. And the coming of the Lord is soon. I don't know many things in this world. I don't know about cars. I don't know about mechanic. I don't know many things in this world. But one thing I know, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is coming soon. And praise the Lord that because He loves us so much, He came down from heaven and bought this potter's field by the value of 30 pieces of silver. And praise the Lord that even though we tried to find joy, satisfaction in the world, books, many things in this world, in order for us to be fixed, in order for that our life to be fixed, but it could not be happen. We could not find real joy, satisfaction in life, but praise the Lord, He is the only one that is powerful, that has the authority, that can lift it away, that miry clay, that broken clay, and put it again into our right place, and make it beautiful, and praise the Lord, we are that vessel that was broken, but we are now the vessel that by the blood of Jesus Christ, it makes us cleansed, it makes us beautiful, and ready to be used for the glory of God. In the Old Testament, in the book of Hebrews, they have the called tabernacle. In that tabernacle, in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 20 and 21, all the vessels in the tabernacle for the ministry, it need to be sprinkled by the blood. If it is not sprinkled by the blood, it is not worthy to be used in the ministry. You know, if your life is not yet been washed by the blood of Jesus, you are not worthy in the ministry. But praise the Lord, by the blood of Jesus, it makes us worthy to approach the holy God. In the Old Testament, they have their brazen altar. They can't approach God without a blood sacrifice, without a lamb or goat sacrifice. But praise the Lord, when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, when the veil in the temple was parted from top to the bottom, there is no more model wall of partition. We can approach the holy God because of the blood of Jesus. And praise God, in this cross, there is no man hanging there. It is empty. Why? Because we know that the person who died on that cross years ago was not there any longer. He is in heaven, intercede for us, and he is alive. Praise the Lord. It is a place of the broken clay. But praise the Lord. God came and lifted us up again and put it into our right place and make it beautiful. Praise his name. Number two, it is a place of the dead. In verse 7, and the two counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury his strangers in. Let us notice the word bury. It means that this potter's field that been bought by the blood of Jesus, it is a place of the dead. You know, Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 1, it said, we are dead in trespasses and sins, but he quickeneth us. For the wages of sin, Romans chapter 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And you know, we are dead in the sight of God before. So that's why in the book of Hebrews, in our Sunday school, Pastor Jack said that we are doing a deed works because our rituals is not been accepted in order for us to go to heaven. But praise his name, by the blood of the Lamb, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, he gave his life for us so that we can have life. And in this dead person like me, in the sight of God, he quickened me. He gave it me life. He gave it me everlasting life because he redeemed me from my sins. Oh, our religion could not do it. Our rituals could not do it. But thank the Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are redeemed. And we can love to proclaim that we are redeemed through his infinite mercy. Redeemed in the blood of Christ and his child and forever I am. We are dead. Aren't you glad that you are now alive in the sight of God? He quickened you. He gave it you life, not just long life, but eternal life. We have insurances in this world, life insurance, health insurance, car insurance. We can drive our car in the Philippines without insurance. Even without license, we can drive our vehicle. But here, it's not allowed. But even though they can give us many insurances, but they could not be able to give us that blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. Because of Jesus Christ, we have that blessed assurance. This is my story. This is my song. Praise the Lord. We have that blessed assurance. You know, when you notice a dead person, even you would shout at that dead person would not hear you. Because there is no life in it. Amen? Even though you touch him, he will not feel it because he was dead. Even though you want to do many things, everything that he can feel you, he can hear you, but there's no life in it. He was dead. It means to say that he was unconscious, he was unaware because he was dead. That's our life before, when the Lord Jesus Christ is not yet in our hearts. We are dead in the sight of God. We are unaware. God wants us to listen to his word, but we could not be able to hear it because we are dead. God bless us in many things, in everything around us, but we cannot feel it because we are dead. We are unaware. We are unconscious. God touches us in many ways, but we cannot feel it because we are dead in the sight of God. But praise the Lord, he bought this potter's field. It is the place of that broken clay. It is a place of that dead body. But praise God, he quickened us. He gave it us life. He made us worthy that we can sing to God praises, that we can use our life for the glory of God. It is a place of the dead. Number three, it is a place of the strangers. Verse 7, and they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. You notice the word strangers. You know, in Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 11 to 13, it said, wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands of Israel, made by hands, that at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. You see that? We're far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Praise the Lord for that blood of Christ that make us nigh to God. Romans 3:23 said, for all have sinned. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Whether you are Filipino, you're American, many colors, different colors, but for all, even though you are living a popular life, you are living in a wealthy life, you have a lot of money in the bank, you are on the mountain, you are in the plane, but all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But praise the Lord, even though we miss the mark, but because of the blood of Jesus, it makes us nigh to God. You know, I remember in the book of Genesis when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, they were enjoying the fellowship with God. They experienced the goodness, the faithfulness of God, and they even saw the glory of God in the Garden of Eden. But when they eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, they found themselves that they are naked. And they made clothes from the fig trees and make apron for themselves. And when they heard that God was walking on the cool of the day on the Garden of Eden, they hide themselves. And God was looking for them. God was seeking for them. And the reality, we are all come short of the glory of God. We miss the mark. We are not seeking for God. We are not looking for God. But the good thing is, God said, I am looking for you. I am seeking for you. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And praise the Lord that He was looking for me. He was looking for you. And praise the Lord, year 2006, God found me. I don't know when God found you, but I believe that when God found you, you are no longer anymore the same. God changed your life. God make you a new life. God gave you a new vision, a new mission, a new perspective in life. Why? Because with Jesus Christ, we have a new life. You know, God cast them out from the Garden of Eden because God put a sword on that Garden of Eden, and the sword speaks of judgment of death because of sin. We can't approach God. And you know, in the tabernacle, and in the time of Solomon, it calls temple, and in the book of Ezekiel, because people were worshiping idols, they were worshiping many gods in the Old Testament. Ezekiel, the prophet in the Old Testament, saw the glory of God on the doorway. And in the other account of the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel saw the glory of God was on the mountain. And the other account in the chapter 9 of Ezekiel, Ezekiel saw the glory of God was gone. Because they worship idols. They leave the living God. They forsake the living God. The glory of God was gone. So that's why God of heaven allowed the Babylonian kingdom to captive them, to destroy Jerusalem, to destroy the wall and the building, the temple in Jerusalem. But praise God, even though the glory of God was gone because of our sin, but in John chapter 1 and verse 1, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 said that that Word made flesh, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And praise God, even though in the Old Testament, the glory of God was done, and we are far off of the glory of God, but praise the Lord of the name of Jesus, that we behold again the glory of God, and we can approach again to the Holy God. It is a place of the strangers, but because of the blood of Christ, it made us nigh unto God. Aren't you glad that you are that potter's field, that before your life was broken, and God fixed it and make it beautiful again, and make that life worthy in the ministry? Aren't you glad that you are that dead person before, but now God quickened you, He gave it you life? Aren't you glad that me and you are strangers from the covenants of promise, but now we are no longer strangers, but we are now the children of God? Praise the Lord. Oh, praise His name. We are now the children of God. I am not stranger anymore. You are not stranger anymore, but you are now the child of God. It means to say that you have now and we have now the authority to claim the promises of God. And praise the Lord, when troubles comes, we can claim the promises of God. When troubles comes in my life yesterday, I heard the mechanic told me that, oh, your car was broke down. I don't have strength. I am discouraged, disappointed. But when I remember the promises of God, oh, praise the Lord, yes, that God in heaven will never change. There's a lot of things change in these lives, in this environment, in this government, but God will never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a God of judgment and yet a God of mercy. He is a God that is faithful. He is a God that is faithful to provide our needs, protection. He is a God that is worthy for our praise. We are stranger, but praise God, we are now the child of God. There's a lot of promises in the Bible that we can claim because we are bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 13:5 said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Your parents, in the time of need, maybe they cannot help you, but God will help you. Amen? Your children, maybe when they do things that are not be delightful to your sight, you would like to chasten them, scourge them, train them, maybe they can run away from you. Your wife sometimes can walk out from you. Your business partner can maybe leave you, but God will never leave you. Apostle Paul said that Demas leave me because Demas loved the present world, but yet God stood with me. There's also promises in book Jeremiah, call unto me and I will answer thee. To those who are weary, Jesus Christ said, come unto me and I will give you rest. To those who are weary, come unto me and I will renew your strength. And to those who want to be blessed in life, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So to those who have a burden in their hearts, load, problems, casting all your care upon Him, and He care it for you. I am glad for that precious field that was bought by the price of the blood of the Lamb. He giveth us life. He fixed our life, and we are no longer stranger, but we are now the children of God. Praise God that even though you could not be able to go to the Philippines, but through your prayer, partnership that you offer to us, you are partner, you have a great things to be done in the Philippines. God would reward you. Even though you couldn't be able to go up there in many places, but through your partnership, you are part of that ministry. And to God be all the glory. And even though sometimes we experience trouble, these things I want to share to you, that sometimes problems comes to make us humble, to make us closer to God, to make us bend our knees and pray to God that God in heaven is our helper. Thank you so much, and to God be the glory.